Chapter 9. A Royal Funeral. Anka Sanamun was heartbroken. She cried and didn't eat anything for days.
"You must be strong,"
I told her. But it didn't help. Tutankhamun was the love of her life. There was an urgent meeting of the government.
"We must choose a new pharaoh,"
said I.
"But first, we must bury King Tutankhamun. His tomb isn't ready yet. We must get more slaves to finish the work quickly."
"There's no time to finish it,"
said Horemheb.
"I've got a better idea. My tomb is ready. You can bury Tutankhamun there."
"But your tomb isn't appropriate for a pharaoh,"
argued I.
"It's very small, and there aren't many rooms. Tutankhamun must have an elegant tomb."
"But my tomb is very difficult to find,"
said Horemheb.
"You can hide the pharaoh's treasures there, and nobody will steal them."
The ministers were frightened of Horemheb, so they accepted this.
"Horemheb is very generous to offer his own tomb,"
they said. Servants prepared Horemheb's tomb for the pharaoh. They brought Tutankhamun's chariot and his favorite games, food, and clothes. The artisans brought statues of servants. They made a gold mask, a wooden casket, and a stone sarcophagus for Tutankhamun's mummy. Then they brought red and gold paint. They painted a picture of Tutankhamun on the wall. Finally, they painted the wooden casket with pictures of Tutankhamun on his chariot. The funeral procession was magnificent. Queen Kia and Anka Sanamun rode in the front chariot. Anka Sanamun carried the fan of ostrich feathers. Another chariot carried Tutankhamun's mummy inside the beautiful painted casket. Hundreds of people came to watch. They followed the procession to the edge of the desert, and then the royal chariots continued alone to the Valley of the Kings. They stopped at a small tomb, and six ministers carried the casket inside. Anka Sanamun tried to stop them.
"No, stop! This isn't Tutankhamun's tomb,"
she said.
"Hush,"
said I in a low voice.
"The pharaoh's tomb isn't ready, so we must bury Tutankhamun here."
Anka Sanamun was horrified. She remembered their visit to the Valley of the Kings a few weeks earlier.
"Tut was proud of his magnificent tomb,"
she thought.
"I'm sorry, Tut. You wanted to live there with me in the afterlife. Now you must spend eternity in this horrible little place."
Anka Sanamun followed the men into the small tomb. Then she looked at the beautiful painted casket.
"Will you remember me in the afterlife, Tut?"
The ministers put Tutankhamun's casket into the stone sarcophagus. Anka Sanamun watched through her tears as they closed the heavy cover.
"Leave me alone with my husband now," she said.
The ministers left her in the dark room. She touched the cold stone of the sarcophagus.
"I will leave the fan of ostrich feathers here,"
Anka Sanamun said.
"When you wake up, you will see it and think of me."
Her tears fell on the cold stone.
"This stone is cold and dead like my heart," she said. "I will never love anybody again."